some island. Thus comes York to claim his right and pluck the crown from feeble Henry's head. Ring bells aloud, burn bonfires clear and bright to entertain great England's lawful king. Ah, Santa Majestas, who not by thee, dear? Let them obey that knows not how to rule. This hand was made to handle naught but gold. I cannot give due action to my words except a sword or scepter balance it. A scepter shall it have. Have I a sword on which I'll toss the flower de luce of France? Whom have we here? Buckingham, to disturb me. The king hath sent him, sure. I must dissemble.
York, if thou meanest well, I greet thee well.
Humphrey of Buckingham, I accept thy greeting. Art thou a messenger, or come of pleasure?
A messenger from Henry, our dread liege, to know the reason of these arms in peace. Or why thou, being a subject as I am, against thy oath and true allegiance sworn, should raise so great a power without his leave, or dare to bring thy force so near the court?
Scarce can I speak. My choler is so great. Oh, I could hew up rocks and fight with flint. I am so angry at these abject terms. But I must make fair weather yet a while, till Henry be more weak and I more strong. Buckingham, I prithee pardon me that I have given no answer all this while. My mind was troubled with deep melancholy. The cause why I have brought this army hither is to remove proud Somerset from the king, seditious to his grace and to the state.
That is too much presumption on thy part. But if thy arms be to no other end, the king hath yielded unto thy demand. The Duke of Somerset is in the tower.
Upon thine honor, is he prisoner?
Upon mine honor, he is prisoner.
Then, Buckingham, I do dismiss my powers. So it is, I thank you all. Disperse yourselves. Meet me tomorrow in St. George's Field. You shall have pay and everything you wish.
Yeah.
And let my sovereign, virtuous Henry, command my eldest son, nay, all my sons, as pledges of my fealty and love. I'll send them all as willing as I live. Lands, goods, horse, armor, anything I have is his to you, so Somerset may die.
York, I commend this kind submission.
In all submission and humility, York doth present himself unto your highness.
Then what intends these forces thou dost bring?
To heave the traitor Somerset from hence, and fight against that monstrous rebel, Cade, whom since I heard to be discomfited.
If one so rude and of so mean disposition may pass into the presence of a king, lo, I present your grace a traitor's head, the head of Cade, whom I in combat slew.
The head of Cade, great God, how just art thou! Oh, let me view his visage, being dead, that living wrought me such exceeding trouble. Tell me, my friend, art thou the man that slew him?
I was, and like your majesty.
How art thou called, and what is thy degree?
Alexander Iden. That's my name. A poor esquire of Kent that loves his king.
So please it you, my lord, 'twere not amiss he were created knight for his good service.
Iden, kneel down. Rise up, a knight. We give thee for reward 1,000 marks, and will that thou henceforth attend on us.
May Iden live to merit such a bounty, and never live but true unto his liege.
See, Buckingham, Somerset comes with the queen. Go bid her hide him quickly from the duke.
1,000 yorks he shall not hide his head, but boldly stand and front him to his face.
Then, York, unloose thy long imprisoned thoughts and let thy tongue be equal with thy heart. Shall I endure the sight of Somerset? False king! Why hast thou broken faith with me, knowing how hardly I can brook abuse? King did I call thee? No, thou art not king. Not fit to govern and rule multitudes, which dares not, no, nor canst not, rule a traitor. That head of thine doth not become a crown. Thy hand is made to grasp a palmer's staff, and not to grace an awful princely scepter. That gold must round and gird these brows of mine, whose smile and frown, like to Achilles' spear, is able with the change to kill and cure. Here is a hand to hold a scepter up, and with the same to act controlling laws. Give place. By heaven, thou shalt rule no more o'er him whom heaven created for thy ruler. O monstrous traitor. I arrest thee, York, of capital treason against the king and crown. Obey, audacious traitor. Kneel for grace. Wouldst have me kneel? First, let me ask of these, if they can brook I bow a knee to man. Sirrah, call in my sons to be my bail. I know where they will have me go to ward. They'll pawn their sword for my enfranchisement.
Call hither Clifford! Bid him come amain to say if that the bastard boys of York shall be the surety for their traitor father.
Oh, blood be spotted Neapolitan. Outcast of Naples. England's bloody scourge. The sons of York, thy betters in their birth, shall be their father's bail. And bane to those that for my surety will refuse the boys. See where they come. I'll warrant they'll make it good.
And here comes Clifford to deny their bail.
Health and all happiness to my lord the king.
I thank thee, Clifford. Say, what news with thee? Nay, do not fright us with an angry look. We are thy sovereign, Clifford. Kneel again. For thy mistaking so, we pardon thee.
This is my king, York. I do not mistake. But thou mistakes me much to think I do. To bedlam with him! Is the man grown mad?
Aye, Clifford, a bedlam and ambitious humor makes him oppose himself against his king.
He is a traitor. Let him to the Tower and chop away that factious pate of his.
He is arrested, but will not obey. His sons, he says, shall give their words for him.
Will you not, sons?
Aye, noble father. If our words will serve...
And if words will not, then our weapons shall.
Why? What a brood of traitors have we here.
Look in a glass and call thy image so. I am thy king, and thou a false heart traitor. Call hither to the stake my two brave bears, that with the very shaking of their chains they may astonish these fell lurking curs. Bid Salisbury and Warwick come to me.
Thy bears. We'll bait thy bears to death and manacle the bearard in their chains if thou darest bring them to the baiting place.
Oft have I seen a hot or weaning cur run back and bite because he was withheld, who, being suffered, with the bear's fell paw hath clapped his tail between his legs and cried. And such a piece of service will you do if you oppose yourself to match Lord Warwick.
Hedge heap of wrath, foul indigested lump, as crooked in thy manners as thy shape.
Nay! We shall heed you thoroughly anon.
Take heed, lest by your heat you burn yourselves.
Why, Warwick, hath thy knee forgot to bow? Old Salisbury, shame to thy silver hair, thou mad misleader of thy brain-sick son. Oh, where is faith? Where is loyalty? If it be banished from the frosty head, where shall it find a harbor in the earth? Wilt thou go dig a grave to find out war and shame thine honorable age with blood? Why art thou old and wantst experience, or wherefore dost abuse it if thou hast it? For shame. In duty, bend thy knee to me that bows unto the grave with mickle age.
My lord, I have considered with myself the title of this most renowned duke, and in my conscience to repute his grace the rightful heir to England's royal seat.
Hast thou not sworn allegiance unto me?
I have.
Canst thou dispense with heaven for such an oath?
It is great sin to swear unto a sin, but greater sin to keep a sinful oath. Who shall be bound by any solemn vow to do a murderous deed, to rob a man, to force a spotless virgin's chastity, to reave the orphan of his patrimony, to wring the widow from her accustomed right, and have no other reason for this wrong but that he was bound by a solemn oath?
A subtle traitor needs no sophister.
Call Buckingham, bid him arm himself.
Call Buckingham! And all the friends thou hast,
both thou and they, shall curse this fatal hour. I am resolved
for death or dignity.
The first I warrant thee, if dreams prove true.
Thou were best to go to bed and dream again, to keep thee from the tempest of the field.
I am resolved to bear a greater storm than any thou canst conjure up today.
So to arms, victorious father, to quell the rebels and their accomplices.
By charity, for shame, speak not in spite, for you shall sup with Jesu Christ tonight.
False stigmatic, that's more than thou canst tell.
If not in heaven, you'll surely sup in hell.
'Tis for a crown thou fight'st. As I intend Clifford to thrive today, it grieves my soul to leave thee unassailed.
What seest thou in me, York? Why dost thou pause?
With thy proud bearing should I be in love if thou weren't so fast, mine enemy.
Nor should thy prowess want praise and esteem, but that 'tis shown ignobly and in treason.
So let it help me now against thy sword, as I in justice and true right express it.
My soul and body on the action both.
A dreadful lay. Address thee instantly.
The end crowns all.
Thou art still. Peace with his soul, heaven, if it be thy will.
A Clifford! A Clifford! needless confusion, all is on the rout. Fear flames disorder, and disorder wounds where it should guard. Oh, son of hell, whom angry heavens do make their minister, throw in the frozen bosom of our part hot coals of vengeance. No soldier fly! He that is truly dedicated to war hath no self-love. Not he that loves himself hath not essentially, but by circumstance, the name of valor. Oh, let the vile world end, and the primacid flame to the last day knit earth and heaven together. Now let the general trumpet blow his blast. Particularities and petty selves to cease. Hast thou ordained, dear father, to lose thy youth in peace, to achieve the silver livery of advised age, and in thy reference and thy chair days thus to die in a ruffian battle? Even at this sight my heart is turned to stone, and wild as mine it shall be stony. York not our old men spares, no more will I their babes. Tears virginal shall be to me even as the dew to fire, and beauty that the tyrant oft reclaims shall to my flaming wrath be oil and flax. Henceforth I will not have to do with pity. Meet I an infant of the house of York, into as many gobbets will I cut it as wild Medea young Absyrtus did. In cruelty will I seek out my fame. Come, thou new ruin of old Clifford's house. As did Aeneas, old Anchises bear, swear I thee, on my manly shoulders. And Aeneas, for a living lord, nothing so heavy as these woes of mine.
Lie thou there, for underneath an alehouse paltry sign, the castle in St. Albans, Somerset hath made the wizard famous in his death. Sword, hold thy temper, heart be wrathful still. Priests pray for enemies, but princes kill.
Outrun the heavens? Good Margaret, stay.
What are you made of? You'll not fight nor fly. Now, it is manhood, wisdom, and defense to give the enemy way and secure us by what we can, which can no more but fly. If you be ta'en, we venture see the bottom of our fortunes. But if we haply escape, as well we might, if not through your neglect, we shall to London get, where you are loved, and where this breach now in our fortunes made may readily be stopped.
I set my heart on future mischief set. I must be blasted ere bid you fly. But fly you must. Incurable discomfort reigns in the hearts of all our present parts. Away for your relief. And we are left to see their day, and them our fortune given. Away, my lord. Away.
Old Salisbury, who can report of him? That winter lion who in rage forgets aged contusions and all brush of time, and like a gallant in the brow of youth repairs him with occasion. This happy day is not itself, nor have we won one foot. If Salisbury be lost,
my noble father, 3 times today I help him to his horse, 3 times bestrid him. Thrice I led him off, persuaded him from any further act. But still, where danger was, still there I met him. And like rich hangings in a homely house, so was his will in his old feeble body.
Now, by my sword, well hast thou fought today.
By the mass, so did we all. I thank you, Richard. God knows how long it is I have to live. And it has pleased him that three times today you have defended me from imminent death. Well, lords, we have not got that which we have. It is not enough our foes are this time fled, being opposites of such repairing nature.
I know our safety is to follow them. For as I hear, the king is fled to London to call the present court of Parliament. Let us pursue him ere the writs go forth.
But says Lord Warwick, shall we after them?
After them? Nay, before them, if we can.
Now, by my faith, lords,
what a glorious day.
St. Albans battle, won by famous York, shall be eternized in all age to come. Sound drums and trumpets, and to London all, and more such days as these to us befall.